I'd like to really quickly just show you graphically what's been happening in the storage market in the last few years and projected going forward. So before about 2015 or so, there were virtually no real large-scale battery storage projects actually even installed in the United States. After that year, you've seen on the top chart, you can see the number of megawatts have ramped up. And right now, there's almost a gigawatt of large-scale batteries actually installed in the United States. So it's actually quadrupled in the last 4 or 5 years. And looking at 2019, actually, this was an expected number, but 2020 and on, you can see this is going to grow exponentially to the tune of about 4.5 gigawatts per year starting about 2024. So we see massive, incredible growth in this industry, as I'm sure many of you have in your own practices, in your own companies. And there's three reasons for that. The first reason is there's been, as we all know, an incredible uptick in RPS policies across the country. As you can see by this map, more than half of the states in this country have some sort of RPS standard employed. And for some, it's an actual standard. For some, it's a goal. But in any case, this type of increase in renewables has led, in some states like California, to a real issue where you have an overabundance of solar or other intermittent generation on the grid. And again, for some of you, this duck curve, which is what it's called in California, is common knowledge. To other of you, it may be new. This duck curve shows what the net load is, or the load that's serviced by non-renewable resources on the last week in March. And these are all actual data. And so what you'll see is that it resembles a duck over time, in that you have in the morning time when solar goes online in California and creates, it satisfies the load of the state, there's a steep drop in the amount of non-renewable resources needed to satisfy load, which then, by the end of the day, there's about a three-hour ramp at around 5 or 6 p.m. when the sun goes down, and it creates a big issue because there's not enough fast-ramping facilities out there to satisfy that load, leading to the steep duck neck at the right of the chart. And so that's why energy storage is considered to be one of those potential panaceas for that issue. Just to maybe go a bit quicker, the second main reason for the uptick in storage has been the additional energy storage mandates across the country. It started with California a few years ago with a 1.3 gigawatt mandate, and now it's spread to states like New York and New Jersey with 2 or 3 gigawatt mandates. And this is just increasing across the country over the last 2 or 3 years. And finally, as some of you know, the price of batteries has declined pretty dramatically. In 2010, the cost of a battery that was going to be used for in front of the meter services cost about $1,000 per kilowatt hour. That halved in about 2014 to $500. And right now, depending on what you're using the battery for, it's about $200 or $300 per kilowatt hour. It's actually declining even further now in the next couple of years. So I'm going to spend most of this presentation going over the main financing issues and deal structures that are being used to sell battery storage products and services in the market today, and then a little bit also on some of the construction procurement issues in battery storage projects. So financing a battery storage project really requires the same elements that any other generation project requires for financing. In particular, it requires really a dependable revenue contract. You need some sort of offtake contract that has take-or-pay revenues, if possible. And as we'll see in a bit, the type of structure really depends on where that battery is placed in the scope of the grid in comparison to the project itself and where the grid is. The second thing that's required is really just robust performance guarantees at substantial completion of the project. In addition to that, also a long-term warranty that's required usually for the life of the offtake contract, provided by some creditworthy warranty provider, whether it's a vendor or an EPC contractor. So as I mentioned, the scope, the type of contract structure that will be used really depends on where the battery is actually placed. Is it placed in front of the customer's revenue meter or the project's revenue meter, or behind the project's revenue meter? That's really the determinant. And in today's world, the three main type of in front of the meter battery storage contracts that we're seeing in the market are four now, the top four in this list. They're tolling contracts, capacity or RA sales contracts, hybrid PPAs, and shared savings contracts. And the bottom two are the two that are used for behind-the-meter projects, so energy service agreements and demand response contracts. And again, these are really new variants. I did not see any of these contracts for battery storage until about 2012 or 2013, when I first started working on battery storage in Puerto Rico, actually. And then since then, these have taken off quite considerably. So the first front-of-the-meter tolling contract, and many of you who have gas experience, this is, you know, pretty this is common knowledge to you. These are based on those exact gas tolling contracts. And I first saw these in California back when Southern California Edison released 50 megawatts of capacity procurement about 4 or 5 years ago. These contracts are really structured just like a gas tolling contract is, where the project is responsible to own and operate the project, and the off-taker is just tolling the project, here in this case, tolling the battery. And as in a gas project, they provide the natural gas. Here, they're providing the charging energy at the buyer's cost. And in this case, the buyer is usually going to be asked act as the scheduling coordinator or market participant, scheduling the services into the market. And the compensation, again, just like a gas project, is usually at a fixed capacity charge and then also a variable O&M or energy charge. So you're getting some dollars per kilowatt month for the right to use a battery and an actual energy charge depending on how much the utility actually tolls the project itself.